Usually, the words would have set off an alarm in my head, but I could tell the guy was just trying to protect me, and I appreciated that. The bartender grumbled, but turned around. Thanks.
No problem.
My protector studied me.
What's your name?
Blair. You?
Damien.
The name fit.
I've got a proposition for you, Blair.
Wow, and you were doing so well. He chuckled.
Not that kind of proposition. You clearly don't like feeding. Neither do I.
He flashed me a peek of his fangs, revealing himself as a vampire.
I can drink from blood bags to avoid it, but you can't. If you need a food source tonight, I can be that. No strings attached, and no expectations to follow. My magic will make it less unpleasant for you.
I studied him suspiciously, waiting for the other shoe to drop. He was right. Vampire magic put their prey at ease while the sirens riled up their food source. Even if he didn't drink from me, I could benefit from his power and erase my hunger too.
What's in it for you?
I finally asked. He lifted a shoulder.
I've never felt a siren's magic before.
I probably should have said no, but it seemed like a better option than waiting for one of my sisters to drag someone over to feed me.
So I sighed. All right.
Deal. I set my glass back down and slipped off my stool, throwing a leg over his lap and taking a seat there. Kissing tall guys while standing was uncomfortable, considering I was barely 5'1".
His erection didn't surprise me in the slightest. My magic had that effect on people. At least Damien didn't seem like he expected anything from me because of it.
I have a room here, if it would make you more comfortable,
he said, sliding a hand slowly up my lower back. The touch sent his magic moving through me, relaxing my body immediately. Any vampire could get a room in any of Mistwood's nightclubs if they filled out the paperwork. The nightclubs were made for them, after all. Owned by them, too. Their leader, he was a king, even if he refused to let anyone call him that, was well known for checking in on his clubs and vampires. I'd never met him, but he was supposed to be terrifying.
It's fine. Everyone around us already knows what I am anyway, I said.
His magic continued easing the nerves in my abdomen, and as they eased, my hunger flared. I grabbed his shirt by the collar. The fabric felt nice in my hands, but I chalked that up to his power too.
A girl could get addicted to the feel of your magic.
The right girl, maybe.
His words didn't set in, because as soon as he was done speaking, my mouth was on his.
His lips parted for me without hesitation. Our tongues brushed lightly, and I groaned at the taste of him. Not the taste of his mouth, though that was nice,
but the taste of his emotions.